This is Ozarks at Large. Dozens of Confederate flags permanently placed by a neo-Confederacy group on Confederate veteran gravesites in Eureka Springs Historic Cemetery will remain in place. Eureka Springs Cemetery Commission issued a decision at its regular monthly meeting last week, despite growing opposition from local residents. Cemetery Commissioner Bruce Wright cited an opinion from an attorney with the Arkansas Municipal League who says the flags are a form of free speech.
Confederate, U.S., gay, or person flags, or any other symbols that individuals would like to place on the grave sites. And if you allow one, then you must allow others. And this tells me this is a First Amendment right. Sons of Confederate veterans, sons of Union veterans, American Legion, all are fraternal orders for many years take care of veterans. They have the right.
The Cemetery Commission recently issued a new policy requiring any individuals or groups to first obtain permission from the cemetery superintendent to decorate a grave. And if a grave owner doesn't want a flag or plaque, they must notify the superintendent. Opponents have sought to remove 41 Confederate flags placed retroactively to that rule. They are represented by Eureka Springs Alderman Harry Meyer, who represents Ward 3, Position 2.
The Municipal League attorney stated to be very careful because those flags would be considered free speech and the city could be sued if we put any restrictions on them. That scared everyone, and I think it accomplished what some people wanted to have happen anyway.
Referring to the Carroll County chapter of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, the group responsible for placing the flags, Meyer says 20 neo-Confederate advocates, mostly from out of town, attended the commission meeting. According to the Arkansas Historic Preservation Office, towns and cities formulate local cemetery policies and practices. Meyer says he may draft an ordinance for city council to consider next year when the newly elected city council is seated.
Arkansas, believe it or not, has an official Confederate Veterans Day. Why don't we just see if we can restrict it to that?
Meyer says the Confederate flags, widely perceived as hate iconography, places Eureka Springs in a bad light.